Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
First, Larry Scott responds to Pac-12 players' two-page letter he sent them. Just a quick review. He says, we are eager to hear more about your concerns, I'm very happy to discuss. As I mentioned in the Hot Five, I'll come back to you in the coming days following discussion with our members and student athlete leaders to schedule a call for this week to discuss the matters you have raised. Now, he goes on and he says, the health of athletes is the league's number one priority. For this reason, we have made clear on July 10th that any student athlete who chooses not to return to competition for health or safety reasons will have their scholarships protected and will remain in good standing with their team. We support any student-athlete who chooses to opt out for health and safety reasons.
Unless you're at Washington State and you opt out for it, then it looks like your scholarship will be honored for 1 year, and then your status with the team will be kaput. So,
well, but that's the whole thing about this is, like, who cares what Larry Scott says? What really matters is what's happening in the trenches with, you know, the coaches and players.
Yeah.
Because they kind of have autonomy at each university. Larry Scott's not overseeing how Mario Cristobal or Nick Rolovich or Jonathan Smith handles this stuff. And all of this is going to be handled differently by every different coach because they all have different sensibilities and view the COVID thing differently.
Exactly. And you don't know the pressures inside each program. It sounds like Cristobal is handling this a lot better than Rolovich up at Washington State. Or, you know, we've heard some concerns from UCLA about, you know, what's going on down there. And, you know, Arizona's already suspended a player for not taking the COVID stuff seriously. I mean, you're right. And this is the problem with the NCAA in general is it's not one entity. You're dealing with how many different conferences and inside those conferences, all the different schools. I mean, it's a little bit of the wild, wild west. In fact, the board of governors in the NCAA was meeting today. And remember, they were supposed to vote on whether to cancel all fall championships. So this would be for, you know, volleyball or soccer or Division II, any of that stuff. And the Power Five don't want them to cancel that because they feel like if they do, it's going to force the Power Five to then cancel it. Well, the NCAA, the Board of Governors, punted today. They met and had this big meeting and came up with no answers. They just were like, so no one knows. If you're in one of those fall sports or if you're playing at the FCS level, you have no idea whether or not you're even competing, if you're going to have championships or not. And why did they do that? Because they're terrified that the Power Five will break away and do their own thing. I mean, you have so many different agendas going all at once. It's mind-boggling with what's happening right now with the NCAA and just more importantly, just the individual schools and conferences. I mean, Clemson had the balls today to come out, and there was a letter to their donors saying that they're in financial trouble and to please, please don't ask for any money from season tickets or your donations back. Clemson pays their head coach $9 million a year, just built a $58 million football facility, and they're spending like $60 plus million on stadium upgrades, and they have the nerve to say their boosters that they're cash poor. Or and that they desperately need money. I mean, it's,
yes, they did have the nerve.
Yeah, the landscape in sports right now, at least in collegiate sports, is quite interesting.
So, in regard to many of the players' demands, Scott cites multiple initiatives that the Pac-12 has championed over the years, including the Pac-12's policy for providing medical care for athletes 4 years beyond their eligibility, which is twice as many years of coverage as any other major conference. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
Allowing any former player to use the remainder of their scholarship to return to campus to complete a degree. 3, against schools canceling scholarships because of poor performance. And 4, to require schools to have mental health services available to all athletes.
So he didn't address anything as far as, hey, we're going to change or look into this. His whole point was, you guys want X. Look at what we're already doing over here at Y. So, you know, can you really be mad at us? And the financial stuff he didn't even address. So, again, I don't know how well this is going to sit with the players. I mean, because basically what you're doing is saying, yeah, you're angry, but look at our side of things. And I don't know if that's a jumping off point or if this is just trying to tap this thing down. I mean, I guess we'll find out next week when they meet. Now, the players have asked for a faster timeline because, well, the season is quickly approaching, as is camp and workouts and all that. And it sounds like a lot of guys want some sort of resolution. And that's the part where I think the players are behind the eight ball a little bit here, is that these things don't happen overnight. So I'm not certain where you get to a point where the players are going to say enough has been done, or they're taking it seriously enough to where we call off the boycott.
Larry Scott also cites the unlimited meals that the schools provide their student athletes. Okay.
Yeah.
That is a thing.
Sure.
And they do provide that.
I will say that, again, the treatment of the athlete from when the last I was, what, 2000, my last year at BYU, it's the last 20 years, it's night and day how much better it's gotten for student athletes. But again, the NCAA, this is all they keep doing is, there's this idea, if we just keep moving the bar a little bit and a little bit and a little bit, everyone will shut up, as opposed to us actually trying to do something that is somewhat fair for the athletes.
He says the league supports two initiatives important to the hashtag We Are United group, including a modification of the transfer rule to allow players to play immediately and the passage of uniform legislation to allow players to profit from their name, image, and likeness. Of course, he put that in there. And he says that no Pac-12 school is requiring athletes to sign a liability waiver to begin workouts.
Yeah.
He also did touch on the Black Lives Matter movement. The Pac-12 has a long history of supporting student-athlete voices and initiatives on social justice. On July 1, the Pac-12 announced a series of next steps to combat racism and support social justice, including 1, a newly created head of diversity and inclusion position at the conference, and 2, the formation of a social justice and anti-racism advisory group that includes student-athlete reps, and 3, the launch of series of student athlete and coach anti-racism forums.
This whole thing, it boils down to me 3 points about whether or not this thing goes forward or not. And this is assuming, by the way, that the guys, one, there's enough of them, supposedly a couple hundred, that are willing to go through with this boycott and not just, you know, retweet something, right? Because if the ranks collapse and you end up with 40 kids, then whatever, this thing plows on and no one cares. You'll lose some players from each team and people will move on. If there's a lot of them, then there's some real teeth to this. To me, the underlying issues here, because the financial stuff, it doesn't matter, right? It's not going to be addressed maybe ever or anytime in the near future, and it sure as hell isn't going to get addressed in the next handful of weeks. So this boils down to 3 things. Are the players willing to accept the fact that the financial things aren't going to change, right? Name, image, and likeness can't change right away. No one's getting their contracts reduced as far as ADs and all that, and no one's getting paid. Like, you can't. None of those things can happen. Those are all major legislative things that have to be changed, and you can't do that. So if the players are really going to have those as sticking points, then this whole thing is doomed to fail. Guys are either going to get going to have to sit out, or the you know, they're just going to have to accept the fact that that's the way it is and move on. The other one is, are you going to convince them that there is safety in sitting out and with no punishment, unlike what happened up at Washington State? And do you do enough to address the safety concerns of players? Those are the 2 things that realistically can be done, whether it's the 6 years of insurance or the independent medical arbitrators to make sure that they're safe, and knowing that what happened at Washington State, cleaning out lockers and all that stuff, isn't going to happen. Those things are realistic. And if that's enough for the players, you can find middle ground in a short period of time. The other stuff, if the players aren't willing to budge, there's nothing that can be done. Absolutely nothing. I mean, God himself isn't going to come down and change that in the span of the next couple weeks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.